I should be joined live on the phone by Sharon Vard from Annam Cara. Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning, George.
Good morning. Not a bad morning this morning, thank God.
No, it's not. Frisk.
It was a bit cool last night, though, I have to say. Probably the coolest one in quite some time. But anyway, you can just cosy up and watch telly or whatever you do of a Sunday evening.
Yes.
First of all, Sharon, can you tell us where you're based and perhaps a little bit about the history of Annam Cara itself?
Well, Annam Cara, I suppose, we're based, the central office is in Dublin, George, but we're a national organisation that provides online and face-to-face support to bereaved parents after the death of a son or daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We were founded in 2008, and I suppose we support all bereaved parents, regardless of the age of their child or the circumstances of their child's death.
Mm. And can you tell us about some of the services you provide at the organisation, Sharon?
Well, I suppose, we have a very good website, George, that has a lot of information, you know, that has been accumulated over the years. It also has, parents can access videos that other parents have made in terms of, you know, offering support, you know, online. And the website would also bring parents into our forums. We have two online forums, one for parents and one for adult siblings. And then, George, we would run monthly parent evenings. They're run as groups. There's two groups in Dublin. We've Dublin North and Dublin South, and then they meet monthly throughout the year. And then about twice to three times a year at those groups, we would run what we call a bereavement information evening. So that's where, and that is particularly of interest to newly bereaved parents, where they can come and hear a professional talk about the many challenges and milestones parents have to face into, you know, after the death of their child. And then, George, I suppose we do family events as well, family remembrance events. We just had a big event there in Athlone on Saturday, which brought families from all around Ireland together. Just, you know, November is a very tough month, dark evenings, and, you know, the mention of Christmas, and in particular for parents and siblings who are just going into their first Christmas without their brother or sister or their child.
Just on these events that you organise throughout the year, Sharon, just how important are these events within the context of support for these people? Because, usually this is something that happens to somebody in reverse. You lose a parent. You don't kind of lose your children. They bury you. You don't bury them. But for parents who go through this, it's an extraordinary thing. And it's the most horrific thing that can happen to a parent, I think. But to have the support from your peers, people who've been through it, must be utterly vital. Am I right?
Yes, it is. And I think, you know, many parents will tell you that, you know, after their son or daughter has died, you know, the feeling of despair, you know, isolation, and then this incredible loneliness that you have, even in a room full of people, you know, they're absolutely, you know, the families are devastated. And I suppose, you know, and you really think that this is the way it's going to be for all my life. So by meeting other parents through Annam Cara, which is what we facilitate, you know, it's very much peer support. You know, you will see parents at different stages, you know, maybe 6 months ahead of you, a year, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And through that, you will see that healing coming through. It's very hard to see it in the early months, even years. But when you see parents, you know, who have done the distance, you know what I mean, and see how they are coping, it just gives you some sense of hope that you will also find your way through this nightmare to a place where you can accommodate your grief and live your life around your loss, always remembering your child, always having that opportunity to talk about them, because even though they're gone and they, you know, I'm bereaved one myself, you know, they're still a huge part of our family, and that needs to be recognised.
I believe you have an event planned that's forthcoming, am I right, Sharon?
Yes, well, we have our North Dublin group are meeting on Wednesday the 15th of November, and that's taking place in the Carnegie Court Hotel in Swords. That's where they meet every month George, and it's an open group. You know, parents are very welcome to come along, grab a cup of tea or coffee, and there's absolutely no pressure for anyone to talk. And sometimes parents, you know, for the first couple of meetings, just like to sit and listen to what other parents have to say. Also, by coming along to that event on the 15th in the Carnegie Court, which starts at 7:30, parents will be able to get, you know, the Annam Cara information pack and also information about other services. You know, sometimes there are other services out there that people aren't aware of. And we would carry that information, so we would be very, you know, parents will be able to get that.
Will there be networking between yourselves and other organisations working in this area, Sharon? And how important is that network to all involved?
I think it's very important. I mean, there's so little resources out there for bereaved parents and bereaved families. Mm. It's very important that the services that are there, that we work together to ensure the best use of, I suppose, our funding and our resources. So we would be work very closely with organisations like Little Lifetime Foundation. They would support families whose baby has died, you know, in around the time of birth. There's another organisation called Oncelicon. We would work with Pieta House as well, who now support families who are bereaved by suicide. So we would be very conscious of working with other organisations, because it is just the best way to do it, and certainly for families as well, because we're, you know, it's not one size fits all. Certainly people may come to us, but what we offer is not what they want. They may prefer more individual counselling, and that can be found in the community.
Mm. And this event you mentioned earlier is open to all. Is that right?
All bereaved parents. You know, often when we talk about a child, people assume it's about a young child, but we would support parents whose children are in their 40s. You know, as you said earlier, George, it's not the way it's supposed to happen. Mm. You know, it's the wrong order. You know, so very much so that if parents have experienced the death of an older child, that they would also come to Annam Cara. And people would wonder, well, how would somebody with a young child, you know, connect with someone who's older child? But this Annam Cara is very much about the journey after the death of your child. So it's the similarities of what we're going through, not the differences of age or circumstances, that connects us all.
And if there is somebody, Sharon, who's listening to this programme this morning and they desperately need help and support, they've lost a child, they don't know what to do, they perhaps haven't got the courage or maybe haven't got the energy to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Is there anything you could say to them this morning that might help?
Well, I'm unfortunately, words, you know, they can't take away the pain and the grief. But I suppose the main thing we would say, you're not on your own. There are others out there who understand. And even just to pick up the phone and call us here on our information line, which is 0852 888 888, we would be able to give them information, send out the information pack. You know, I think it's just really important that they connect with some organisation or some professional, you know, if they're feeling very, very desperate, you know, and just to talk it out. And as I said, we'll be very happy to take that call here and send on any other information that we can to that parent.
And then the last few minutes that we have, Sharon, can you remind people when and where this event takes place?
Yes, it's on Wednesday, the 15th of November, and it's on in the Carnegie Court Hotel. That's in Swords Village. It starts at 7:30, but if somebody is going for the first time, George, we would encourage them to come a little bit earlier,
Okay. Maybe
about 7:15, to meet with our volunteer parent and our professional, and also, as I said, just to get that cup of tea, get a seat in the room, and you know, just get comfortable.
And if they turn up for this event and they've not been there before, Sharon, and they'd like to say a few words maybe at the event itself, are they welcome to do that?
Oh, they are, but I think sometimes it's more, I think what puts parents off in particular is that if they feel they have to speak.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, as I said, you know, it's absolutely up to them. You know, they would have, you know, the space if they wanted to, but sometimes they just might want to sit with a cup of tea and coffee, and till they get to know the group, until they get to know, you know, feel a little bit more confident in themselves, they may just want to sit and listen, and that's absolutely okay too.
Mm-hmm. Anything else planned for maybe around Christmas time or early in the new year that you can let us know about?
Yeah, well, it's a very difficult time at this time of
absolutely,
year.
Absolutely,
yeah. Things are dark and Christmas is everywhere, and in particular families whose first, you know, are facing into their first Christmas, or their son or daughter, So what we would, we have a what we call a celebration of life event that's taking place on the 9th of December, Saturday the 9th of December, in Bairdstown down in County Kildare, Ballymore, Eustis. Information about that event is actually on our website, George. If people want to look at our website, animcara.ie, they will get information about that event. And again, it's open to all, you know, all parents. We would just ask maybe that families would let us know. And that particular event, we also open it up to grandparents, because, you know, grandparents too are hugely affected by the death of their grandchild, because they grieve not only for their grandchild but for their parent, you know, for their own child who's going through that terrible grief and loss. So that, as I said, again, if people want to find out more information, they can contact us or visit our website, animcara.ie.
If people do want to contact you, Sharon, have you got a phone number handy there, or
yeah,
maybe even a website address?
Yeah, information line. Yeah, I'm going to give that to you now, George. It's 085 2888 888.
Can you give that out once more, please?
Yeah, it's 085 2888 888.
And as far as I was about to say, as far as social media is concerned, is that a help for you? Is it possible for people to interact with each other whenever they feel the need to do that using social media?
We have an Anam Cara page, which, you know, it's Anam Cara support. So,
yeah,
you know, people can. We don't, I suppose, being very mindful of where people are and how sensitive it is, you know, of time. We don't have any open groups, you know, that,
okay,
you know, people will
mm-hmm.
comment. But, you know, again, there is an online forum. If parents wanted to, they can register for that off the website. And there is, you know, threads, various threads that parents have started over the years. And it's very comprehensive. So, again, if people like prefer an online support, and that's there. We are hoping, we're actually at the moment piloting a closed Facebook group with our core group, George. So depending how that goes and what challenges that presents and how we can overcome them, we would hope that maybe each group would have its own Facebook group going forward, which would be great, as you say, for people just to connect, you know, when they feel the need.
Absolutely. Sharon, thanks a million for talking to us this morning.
No, thank you.
We wish you all the best,
and
absolutely keep in touch. If there's anything else happening, let us know ASAP. Sharon, thanks a million. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I was joined there by Sharon Vard from Anam Cara.